This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
When you go to the Tactical Holsters website, what you're going to find is everything. You're looking for a chest rig, they got it. You're looking for a belt, concealment, or combat, they got it. Holsters, of course, magazines, yeah, all that stuff. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Right now, because the fake stream is out there still trying to figure out what went wrong, they're out there, and you're going to hear a lot of idiocy coming out over the airwaves right now. I recently heard that Nancy Pelosi said she prays for America and Trump because of what he said about voter fraud, which I told you what I thought about that. I believe a lot of us prayed when we had a Speaker of the House who had such a reading comprehension problem that she had to pass a bill to see what was in it. Networks were complaining yesterday that the pipeline jobs are temporary. all construction jobs are temporary, idiots. All of them. They always support temporary jobs paid for by taxpayers. Maybe the problem is that the pipeline jobs aren't government jobs. A couple of days ago, the Wall Street Journal had an article about the stock market dropping a little and saying the market was uncomfortable with Trump. I guess the last couple of days shows they're back to being comfortable with Trump. I always get a kick out of pundits who explain every little five-point move. The market is fluid. It is always in play. John McCain and others are saying how bad it is that Trump backed away from the TPP. They say that China will fill the void. And they obviously don't understand simple economics. All those countries will deal with the U.S. because we are the biggest fish in the pond. We're the biggest market. We're the biggest economy. We're the biggest GDP despite all the debt. They need us. They can't fill the void. Same people who say what a disaster it is to back out of TPP said Brexit would be a disaster also. Why do they write such long, cumbersome nonsense as the TPP and the Affordable Care Act? No one understands what's in these bills, and all of that is intentional. A lady running for the head of the DNC said that white people shouldn't be listened to. Why are so few in the media reporting on this truly racist person? The problem with that is that it doesn't fit the agenda, because the agenda is for them to 100% destroy Trump mode. Then the writers at American Thinker and Zero Hedge and Newsbusters, Breitbart, and talk show hosts like Limbaugh, me, everybody out there that does this kind of talk, we all have our work cut out for them because the left-wing propagandists are out in full force and they are dangerous. Facts have not mattered for them for a very long time. Now, right now, the president of Mexico, and we'll get into this in just a minute, but right now this wall thing and the immigration thing and some other things are upsetting them in Mexico. And I think all we should do is just adopt the Mexican law myself, because Mexico is very serious about immigration laws. If you're an American working in Mexico, whether temporarily or full time, you have to have a lawyer to come and see you once a year to sign off on renewals and tax statements or whatever else the foreign ministry requires you to work and live there. And when, you know, most of the time that's a big infusion of cash going in there. And if you ask them why, they'll say mensaje, which is the message. And the message is they don't want the word to get out that this is an easy country for people to come into. They don't like immigrants there. Secondly, Mexico deports a lot of people. That's something that most of the political class admit to in front to remind voters that they're looking out for them. Putting Mexico first is something that every Mexican president repeats proudly. They deport, and quite a bit, and recently there was an article by Adriana Peralta. She's an advocate for El Salvador refugees who get caught up in Mexico. She wrote, "The history of immigration in Mexico can be defined by its constant request to the United States for more ease of access and by Mexico's own deportation of other immigrants who enter the country through its southern border. In 2016, there were 174,526 foreigners returned to their countries of origin from Mexico. Of these, 142,509 were from the northern triangle of Central America, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras. In that same year, the United States expelled 240,255 people, 76,000 of them from the Northern Triangle." So the writer, somebody that's looking out for El Salvador immigrants who often get caught up in Mexico without much of a chance of due process. And I understand Mexico's position. We have the same one. They have a border with the U.S., and they would be flooded with people using its territory to get to the U.S., including Cubans, who now are being sent back to the island, too. But it also shows a little bit of their hypocrisy. Their political class, when they talk about illegal immigration in the U.S., their hope there is that we don't see them talking out both sides of their mouths, as the saying goes. See, Mexico doesn't want these people to make it to the border after they come through Mexico and get stopped in Mexico. and that's the problem. And, you know, Trump's out there. He's authorized the wall now. That'll be a shovel-ready project. It will. Texas is going to be a little bit of a problem. But the thing about this is that he's out there saying, well, Mexico's going to pay for it. And Mexico said, there's no way we're going to pay for it. We have our pride. Well, there's two ways we can make Mexico pay for it. We are running on a trade deficit with Mexico coming out ahead via NAFTA. And we can just tariff them and make about $10 billion a year off of that, which would fund the wall. The other thing we can do is they get about anywhere, depending on the year, they get about from $24 to $60 billion remitted from the United States to Mexico. Thank Bill Clinton for that. That's why when you go into any grocery store and you see the Western Union station there at the grocery store, it's in Spanish because a lot of people are remitting that money that way. They can also, that has to go through a whole bunch of filters to get out of the country. They can tax that too. That right now gets sent out of here. That's money coming completely out of the economy. No, we get nothing for it. So that also is in the play, but you know, I'm just looking at this. It's funny. It's funny right now. It's great to have a president who doesn't care what anybody thinks, and it's funny the reactions I'm seeing from people because he's simply doing what he said he was going to do. That's how he won the election. He's not going to let anybody down purposely. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Oh, yes. Quality truly is the difference. Check them out. tacticalholsters.com. Now then, on the 23rd of January, which was just a few days ago, the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence joined the newly birthed anti-suppressor campaign by arguing that quiet guns are deadlier than loud ones. That, of course, caused me to shake my head and go, They made this argument at the same time that political science professor Robert Spitzer used a Washington Post op-ed to suggest suppressors could hinder potential victims from escaping a mass shooter and could prevent a hiker from being alerted to the presence of a hunter in the woods. They tweeted, I guess I'm going to start using Twitter because I don't ever use Twitter. Everybody apparently uses Twitter, but me. They tweeted, the movement to make gun silencers, as they say, I know they're suppressors, but they say silencers, easier to obtain, ignores that gunshots are warnings to bystanders of potential danger. They've never been around a suppressor when it's, they've never been around a suppressor when it's not really doing that much to, 30 decibels of 160, it takes it down to 130. That's still loud. Then they had, from the Washington Post, loosening silencer laws, and all of you listening to this, I'm quoting a text. I know they're suppressors. Loosening silencer laws would quiet the life-saving noise that firearms make. Oh, gosh. You just can't make this kind of stuff up. The tweet suggests that suppressors make the sound of gunfire disappear, which is about just about a big old lie. It doesn't make the sound of gunfire disappear. It doesn't even really take it down any at all. It makes it a little more manageable. You can still hear it, but the decibel level is lower to a point that it does not hurt your ears. And this explains why the title of the suppressor deregulation, let me try this one more time. The suppressor deregulation legislation is the Hearing Protection Act. But it's the Brady campaign. They're in lockstep with other gun controllers who do not want to see government restrictions rescinded or reduced in favor of the Second Amendment. In fact, they want more and more gun control. For this reason, they rebuff Trump's offer of prayers for victims' families following the January 6th Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport attack by tweeting they did not need prayers, rather they needed gun control. Now, a city that definitely knows how to have some gun control, and I mean they have gun control despite how many times the Supreme Court tells them they can't, is Chicago, and they've lost another gun case. You see, by allowing guns but banning gun ranges, that's not a legal way to circumvent the Second Amendment. They lost this one this time over its attempt to make it virtually impossible for private gun ranges to operate in their city. And this is just the latest lawsuit. I mean, they have just all over them. I mean, going back to 2010, McDonald versus City of Chicago. That threw the city's virtual ban on firearms out the window. They responded with a series of city ordinances so restrictive, it was clear they were intended to make it as difficult as possible to purchase, own, or carry a gun. And virtually all of those ordinances have been challenged in court. The city's latest loss came in Ezel versus City of Chicago, a case that has come before the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals twice. Chicago lost the first round in 2011 when the court found that the city's complete ban on shooting ranges violated the Second Amendment. Why did the city want to shut down shooting ranges? In response to the McDonald case, the council had passed an ordinance requiring gun owners to have at least 1 hour of range training. They just didn't have any ranges. The range ordinance was an effort to make sure no one could get the required training. And in response to that loss, they passed a new ordinance. Described by the Seventh Circuit as an elaborate scheme of regulations, the range ordinance was so restrictive that only 2.2% of the city's entire acreage was even theoretically available for a gun range. And they also noted the commercial viability of any of these parcels was so questionable that no shooting range yet exists in the city of Chicago. So Rhonda Ezel, the plaintiff in the first case, along with several other Chicago residents, the Second Amendment Foundation, and the Illinois Rifle Association went back to court and one again. And at issue this time are three zoning provisions that, one, allowed gun ranges only as special uses in manufacturing districts. Two, prohibited gun ranges within 100 feet of another range or within 500 feet of a residential district, school, place of worship, or multiple other places. And three, barred anyone under the age of 18 from even entering a shooting range. The only facilities exempted from those were gun ranges operated by LEO and private security firms, of which there are 11 in Chicago, not open to the public so that they can go and train to meet their requirement. There was no valid reason to restrict this to manufacturing areas as opposed to commercial areas, which is where other cities zone gun ranges. And the majority opinion was written by Judge Diane Sykes, one of the judges listed as a possible Supreme Court pick by Trump. Judge Ayanna Rovner wrote a partial dissent, but Sykes wrote, in trying to defend the restrictions, the city raised only speculative claims of harm to public health and safety. No valid reason to restrict gun ranges to manufacturing areas as opposed to commercial areas. So, she also wrote, the city failed to establish that target practice is wholly unprotected as a matter of history and legal tradition in the founding era, or when the 14th Amendment was ratified. And also rejected the city's claim that no one under 18 has a Second Amendment right. Sykes wrote, it was an extraordinary broad claim, and the city failed to back it up. In fact, the city's own witness agreed that the age restriction is overbroad because teenagers can safely be taught to shoot, and youth firearm instruction is both prudent and can be conducted in a safe manner. Oh, well, Chicago. Burned again. Maybe there'll be some more checks cut to these people from I hope that they I hope they got the same thing that the NRA got when Chicago was forced to pay their legal fees. I hope they have to cut another big check. That'd be nice. So Chicago is coming and the Brady campaign is crying. What's new? When we get back, we're going to talk about how schools are not, you know, the next shooting that's coming up, they don't seem to be as concerned about it. And they're certainly not concerned about emerging threats. We'll be right back.
You call a gun shop that's sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
This is a one-stop shop. You can find everything you need right there. Except for the gun hardware, they sell every viable way to carry it. They got it. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. All right, real quick. What do you picture when you hear the phrase school shooting? If you're like most people, you get the terrifying image of a deranged gunman bursting into a classroom and opening fire on hapless children at their desks who have little chance to escape. And if you want to know the very honest truth of the matter, that doesn't happen that much anymore. Police officer and noted firearms instructor Greg Elliferts of active response training crunched the numbers on 71 reported school shootings reported from 2013 to 2016. When he factored out those that occurred on college campuses, individual targeted fights between two individuals, gang activity, including drive-bys after sporting events. Let's see what else. He was left with a grand total of 7 active shooter incidents, which that's for 3 years. Yeah. Where one gunman shot multiple students on a school campus in the past 3 years. 7. As he notes, 7 on-campus active school shooting incidents in a nation of 320 million plus people over 3 years is a remarkably low number. We should be congratulating ourselves over that one. Yes. I guess that's why all of the Everytown mayor people had to lie with such reckless abandon when they fabricated their school shooting report, which was summarily audited and then destroyed. So let's take a look at what he found in those 7 incidents. An Oregon school shooting happened when students were walking to their first period class before school. A New Mexico school shooting happened before school as well. An after-school shooting happened in Wisconsin. A student set up with a rifle in the school parking lot and shot students leaving the high school prom. That's dark. That's really dark. An eighth grader shot students during a school lunch period. A 15-year-old, let's see where it says, a 15-year-old shot five students during a school lunch period. About, I don't know, 20 or 30 minutes from me here in South Carolina, a 15-year-old shot five students during a school lunch period. Oh, that's the wrong one. I'm sorry. A South Carolina teen targeted elementary school children playing on a playground during recess. A student fired five shots during a scheduled high school drill. Fire drill, as it is. What can we learn from that? The most obvious fact is that none of the shootings took place in a classroom during school hours. Some of the attacks happen outside of school hours. Of the attacks that occurred during the school day, all happen in locations other than classrooms. The shooter did not go into the school. Two shootings happened during school lunch periods. One was during a fire drill. The other happened during an elementary school recess. To a degree, we can say to ourselves that this means that security, that the new security measures are being taken are working to a degree. Kids know that they will be caught if they carry guns into the school, especially into the classroom. They depend on the natural chaos that occurs during lunch periods of fire drills to mask their intentions to kill other students. The problem is that schools are preparing for the last threat. They're training to lock down classrooms in response to a school shooting, but classrooms aren't where the school shooters are operating. Schools need to take the next step to secure their public areas, like lunchrooms, and train to respond to attacks either before or after school hours. We're going to have to talk to the faster guys about that and see what they have to say about that. That is a very good point. Just as generals always prepare to fight the last war, it appears that the vast majority of school safety plans are geared towards combating the last perceived major incident. Something like the December 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre of children in their classrooms. None of the seven active shooter incidents on elementary and high school campuses since Sandy Hook fits that profile. And as parents and school safety advocates, we need to push the school districts to put plans in place for the more common emerging threats, which incidents that occur in large common areas such as cafeterias and libraries. We also need to have administrators develop plans and action drills so their faculty, staff, and students know what to do when an incident happens before or after school. That's an outstanding study that we need to take to heart. Because as far as I can tell, and I'm not real sure, I have not taken the FASTER program myself. As far as I can tell, most of the stuff that they do is geared towards protecting in place in a class or in the building. Now, think, if you will, about a shooter setting up outside of a parking lot, outside of a high school football game, or when school lets out, or when football practice lets out, or any of these things where students come streaming in one general area. That wouldn't be that bad in a parking lot because there's actually cover of a sort there, if you will. Against the right rifle, cars are not cover. But this is something we have to continue to evolve with. Dealing with a threat like that is going to take a special set of skills. This is going to involve things like fire and maneuver. I mean, if you're going to go out there and try to take them down, it's going to take that. That's a mess. That is a big mess. But the good news is that the shooters are having to go a different way, because nothing would be worse. Nothing can be worse than a bunch of students in locked down with a shooter coming down a hallway. That is the worst possible scenario that you can fathom. It's not one I want to fathom. if we've got kids. I mean, kids are a very important asset. We owe it to them, and we owe it to the parents of them, to make sure that we're doing everything we can to have some sort of an adequate plan in place to protect them. I don't think that's asking too much. Interesting study, though. That's a really good study. And, well, I'll have to talk to Jim Irvine about that. I'll have to forward that. I'll have to save this show prep and send it to the guys at Faster. And I'm sure that they'll develop something with it. They're very good at that kind of thing. We're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, we're going to look at what the president of Mexico had to say. His name, by the way, is, what is his name? His last, Enrique Peña Nieto. Yeah. He's the president of Mexico, and he's very unhappy right now because we're starting to restrict access, which means we're going to be restricting money and, you know, all of this other stuff. That's bad. All of that remittance, the remittance going from here to Mexico is either number one or number two or number three of their sources of GDP. He doesn't like that. He doesn't like that at all. Mm-mm. So that's coming up next when we get back. Tomorrow on the show, I think I'm going to open a few things up. We'll see how that goes. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty the likes of which you've never seen before in your life. I mean, it is virtually impossible to destroy them, and if you do, they'll just give you another one. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. At the Republican retreat in Philadelphia on Thursday, Trump said that he and President Nieto agreed to cancel their meeting. Trump says he and the Mexican president, this coming from Politico, agreed to cancel that. Then President Nieto has canceled his meeting with President Trump. That, you know, that's the thing he says. He's saying he's canceled his whole trip to Washington. And see, here's the problem. On Wednesday, with the swipe of a pen, President Donald Trump greenlighted the construction of a border wall along the U.S.-Mexico border and vastly increased the presence of border agents, in addition to losing the Border Patrol chief. I mean, that guy's gone. Mark Morgan, I think, is his name. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto, he expressed regret over the new U.S. leader's actions and pledged to protect Mexicans already in the states. Now, that is one of the most audacious statements I have ever heard. Your jurisdiction, sir, does not extend to this side of the border. I don't care who they are. If they're here illegally, yeah, then guess what? Their fourth point of contact is ours. And we will deal with them the way we see fit, the same way you do with illegal immigrants in Mexico. But not to be, not to let something like a mere fact get in his way. We got this statement from the Mexican president: where there's a Mexican migrant at risk that requires our support, your country should be there. He said this in a brief address to his nation, which he said was a response to Trump's actions earlier in the day. Our communities are not alone. The Mexican government will provide them with legal advice which guarantees the protection they require. No, it doesn't. No, it does not. No. The 50 Mexican consulates in the U.S. will be advocating on behalf of Mexicans, he explained. He added again that he does not intend to pay for Trump's border wall. That's the part that I find the funniest. It's like he's got to volunteer to do it, but you don't. No. He said he insisted that Mexico offers and demands respect as the fully sovereign nation we are. Nieto is apparently so distressed by Trump's executive actions that he is considering canceling their scheduled meeting for next week, where they were due to discuss not only immigration, but trade. Trump said that if Nieto is not willing to pay for the wall, he can go ahead and cancel. He said the U.S. has a $60 billion trade deficit with Mexico. It has been a one-sided deal from the beginning of NAFTA with massive numbers of jobs and companies lost. If Mexico is unwilling to pay for the badly needed wall, then it would be better to cancel the upcoming meeting, which sort of is making me think that he sort of intends to go scorched earth on this if the guy doesn't, I guess, become an adult. One thing that I'm looking at is the way things have changed now, because we now exist in a climate where, up is down. Legend has it that the British played a ballad called The World Turned Upside Down after their unforeseen and disastrous defeat at the Battle of Yorktown. And this characterizes Trump's presidency. Everything is in flux. I mean, it hasn't been this way since the election of 1932. Fake stream Democrats are infuriated. Even the Republicans in some cases are vexed over Trump. Polls, political pundits, and wise people guilty of that partisan-driven false prognostication remain discredited. Their new creased-brow prophecies of doom for Trump are about as credible as their past insistence that a blue wall would keep him out of the White House. The media collusion is out there. We know about the Clintons. We know about the media. The complicity blew up any lingering notion that establishment journalists are disinterested and principled as they now turn from 8 years of just sitting by and letting things happen to frenzied hostility toward the White House. In their now radically amended progressive dictionary, Senate filibusters are no longer subversive, but quite vital. Executive orders are no longer inspired, but dangerous. Bypassing Congress on treaties and overseas interventions or refusal to enforce existing laws is no longer presidential leadership. If Trump follows Obama's example of presidential fiats, he will be recalibrated as seditious. Protests against the sitting president are no longer near treasonous, but patriotic. Media collusion with the president is no longer natural, but unprofessional and dishonest. Cruel invective against the president and his family is no longer racist, but inspired. The successful Obama electoral matrix of ginning up political support through identity politics may have been an atypical event, not a wave of the future. His two victories were certainly non-transferable to most other leftist but non-minority candidates. His legacy is the near destruction of the Democrats as a national party, leaving them in a virtual civil war, while most of his own initiatives will be rendered null and void and perhaps forgotten. So what do? Where do they go? Do they double down by going left with Sanders and Warren? Or do they pivot to win back the clingers and the deplorables and the irredeemables that cost them the big Rust Belt states? On November 7th, the experts were forecasting a Republican civil war, a disgraced presidential candidate, a lost Senate, a liberal Supreme Court for the next 30 years. And 2 days and an election later, the world flipped. Republicans, with majorities in both houses of Congress, overwhelming majorities in the state legislatures, and a likely slew of Supreme Court vacancies, haven't been in a better position since the 1920s. And just as importantly, former Senator Harry Reid and President Emeritus Barack Obama weaponized Trump by respectively eroding the Senate filibuster and greenlighting presidential fiats by pen and phone executive orders. All of that was put in place for him. He's not doing it on his own. And Trump ignored the Washington establishment dandy boys. He owes no allegiance to the Republican pundits who despised him or the big-name donors who didn't invest in him. His style's not Washingtonian, but it's born out of a dog-eat-dog world of Manhattan real estate. His blustering way of doing business is as brutal as it is non-traditional. He doesn't initiate attacks, but he does hit back twice as hard, and low once targeted. Go off topic and try to unsettle an opponent and initially demand triple of what is eventually accepted to settle the deal. His inaugural address was short and tough and nationalistic and reflected his don't tread on me pledges. He aims through economic growth, hoping for 4% GDP, through deregulation, tax reform, energy production, and old-fashioned Main Street economic boosterism to win a sizable chunk of the minority vote and chip away at the Democrat base. He's counting on a good-paying job and higher family income mattering more to the inner city than Reverend Al Sharpton's rhetoric or the demonstrations of Black Lives Matter. The world has been flipped upside down, abroad as well. So, it's a new day. It's a new day. We've got an American president who now talks to Taiwan. He doubles down on support for Israel. He questions the reason to remain loyal to both the United Nations and the European Union and forces changes in NATO. This is not just policy he's messing with that he's changing the dynamic on, but the way policy is made. He's thrown all of that into flux. And it needed to be thrown into flux because status quo had settled down. Nothing was happening. The world was coming apart. Terrorism was running rampant. Political correctness was insane. We now exist in a different world where up is down, down is up, and the future is blank. We will make it what we want it to be. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.